Hello, and welcome to Not the Nintendo Teens Podcast. This is actually a new series I'm going to be starting up called Smash Talk, where we talk about everything and everything related to Super Smash Bros. Today I'm just going to dabble in a little bit of Smash Ballot news. If you would like to comment on this show, you can contact us at NintendoTeens.com, and you can visit the Nintendo Teens forums at NintendoTeens.com/forums. And please visit the website at NintendoTeens.com, where you can read the blog and listen to both the podcasts. And if you would like to comment on the show, you can contact me at NintendoTeens.com. So recently, a Shovel Knight amiibo was announced. It hints at a lot of stuff. I mean, Shovel Knight is a pretty big indie game. It was like a one-hit wonder. It was like, not in a bad way, it was in a good way. I played it, actually tried a demo. I haven't tried the entire game yet, but the demo is very addicting. It's very fun. And I actually plan on getting it and maybe reviewing it. And it's getting an amiibo. The amiibo looks pretty cool. It shows the Shovel Knight in full armor, standing there with his shovel. The thing that is most exciting is that he is also in the Smash ballot. He's one of the top contenders for the Super Smash Bros. Ballot that people, you know, vote in to get the next character in. Nintendo had this ballot started, I think it started in the spring, and it's been, I don't know how many people are voting now, but hopefully they've got a lot of votes and a lot of interesting characters are coming in. Personally, I hope Rayman gets in, even though I know Ubisoft doesn't get the best reputation. I love Rayman. He's one of my favorite gaming icons, and has been for a long time. And he has a pretty good history with Nintendo, actually. His first game got a release on the Game Boy. His other games, Rayman 2, The Great Escape, and Hoodlum Havoc and Hoodlum Revenge, are all on Nintendo consoles, too. Even his latest ones, like Legend and Origins, got Wii and Wii U releases. I'm fine if he doesn't get in, because I've got other characters I like Sonic and basically the entire Nintendo cast. So, Shovel Knight, honestly, would be a pretty interesting character to be in. I wouldn't say he doesn't have a shot at all. He's got a tremendous shot. He's extremely popular. He could have a very good arsenal, because he works sort of like Mega Man. Shovel Knight's like a throwback to the old NES games of old, like mainly Mega Man. So I think that he acts sort of like a swordsman in conjunction maybe with the creativity that was behind Mega Man. I mean, I know we have a lot of swordsmen. Honestly, I'm not really that excited for another swordsman, but if it's handled creatively, like, you know, Sakurai will do, I think it could actually turn out pretty well. So one of the other characters that's on the top of the list is actually King K. Rool, a villain from the Donkey Kong series. Donkey Kong series is very underrepresented, you could say, with only two characters, Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong. Well, the Mario's got like 6 to 8 characters. Zelda's got, I think they have 5. That's a lot. And Donkey Kong is one of the oldest Nintendo franchises, so I honestly think that they should have another representative. So, for me, it's a toss-up between Shovel Knight and King K. Rool. I mean, I'm not huge fans of them, but it's not too bad if they get in. King K. Rool could be another heavyweight character that with, I think, maybe his tail could add some range, and he could have attacks with his mouth, I guess. I mean, I've never played, I've never played too much Donkey Kong, so I can't say that I have a huge idea what his attacks would be, but I'd be fine with him getting in. Some people are kind of worried that he's not going to get in because he got a Smash suit. The Mii Fighter got a King K. Rool suit as DLC, but that doesn't mean he's out at all. I mean, Samus and Link got suits, and they're obviously in the game, so King K. Rool isn't out for the count yet. But Shovel Knight, King K. Rool, Rayman, all great characters that could be in. Hopefully we'll get results soon, maybe by October, I think. So just stay tuned for that. So I hope you enjoyed this first episode of Smash Talk. I'll see, maybe eventually I can get another co-host in here. So for now, enjoy my soul melodious voice. If you would like to comment on the show, you can contact us at NintendoTeens.com. Or if you're not a member, please sign up for a forums community at www.NintendoTeens.com/forums. And please take a visit to our website at NintendoTeens.com, where you can read our blog as well as access our podcast. and you can subscribe to Nintendo Teens on iTunes, techpodcast.com, blueberry.com, and Stitcher Radio. So go ahead and check those out. Our theme music is Presenterator by Kevin McLeod, courtesy of incompetech.com. So that's it from my show today. We hope you enjoyed it, and thanks for listening. So until next time, stay in the game.